This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Jacob Bast. Jacob is the Senior Vice President of St. Elizabeth Healthcare. He's also the Chief Operating Officer of the St. Elizabeth Physicians Group. Thrilled to talk about what he sees today, what's going on, advice for emerging leaders, St. Elizabeth's, and more. Jake, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Absolutely, Scott, and thanks for having me. It's great to be speaking with you today. As Scott said, my name is Jacob Bast. I'm the Senior Vice President for St. Elizabeth Healthcare and function as the Chief Operating Officer for our integrated medical group, St. Elizabeth Physicians. St. Elizabeth Healthcare is located in the northern Kentucky part of the Cincinnati tri-state metro area. We have locations not only in northern Kentucky, but also southwestern Ohio and southeastern Indiana, with five hospital locations and over 70 practice locations.
And take a moment, St. Elizabeth Healthcare, just a moment on sort of a few points of pride in the health system.
Well, you know, we have such a strong focus on caring for our community and our commitment to our community. Our joint vision statement between the hospital and the medical group is we will lead the Northern Kentucky region to be one of the healthiest communities in America. And let's face it, Scott, Kentucky is not one of the healthiest states by any metric. So it's a pretty big, audacious goal, but it's one that you can easily get behind. It's a vision that is inspiring, and it is a source of pride for all of us here. And I think because of that, we've done a lot of really neat things here, the first of which is being very deliberate about developing a culture of caring, not only caring for our patients, but also caring for each other. In addition to a lot of the patient care transformation activities we'll talk about a little later, we take a lot of pride in the wellness initiatives that we've put in place for our physicians and our associates. We've put specific roles in place and leadership in place to focus on provider relations and wellness. We've implemented concierge programs to provide support to them. And I think by focusing deliberately on the development of that culture of caring, it's led to our associates and our providers really being committed and loyal to the organization's commitment to our patients.
And talk about, Jake, you're having this great leadership career, senior vice president of a great system. You also helped run the physician group. Talk a little bit about your career and how you got to where you are today.
You know, I've often said that, you know, my career progression has been the convergence of, you know, being in the right place at the right time and some good luck. I started off my career in an organization in southern Wisconsin with a very visionary leader, very focused, in fact, on patient service and service excellence, which to this day has remained a key part of my value system and how we focus on delivering care to patients. And from there, had an opportunity working for a highly integrated system in the Midwest, in Missouri, that was focused on excellence and integration and really formed my focus on what it means to be a medical group leader in an integrated health system. And I think that that's brought me to my role today, those experiences in order to really lay the foundation for growing this medical group, which this year just turned 10 years old. So relatively speaking, we're quite young, and I've had an opportunity to be in from the ground level and see that transformation happen over time.
So when you look at the physician group today, St. Elizabeth Healthcare today, look at your own career, what are the top three priorities that you look at right now? What are the top three priorities in the next 6 or 12 months?
Well, as far as short-term priorities, I think I would lay out first is the proposed changes of the physician fee schedule that CMS has laid out for 2021. Not only does that impact how our medical groups around this country are going to be reimbursed for the care, but it could potentially have a significant impact on how physicians and advanced practice providers are paid. Let's face it, other than some key markets around the country, most of us are still paid predominantly on a fee-for-service basis, despite our own value sets on transitioning towards value. And because of that, we often translate that into compensation models for our providers and therefore volume-based compensation. With the changes that we're going to be seeing in the RVU system and the conversion factor that CMS is paying, that's going to have a big impact on how our providers are paid. And I think many of us are scrambling on how we're going to address that. Similarly, I alluded to the fact that we're an organization that really focuses on trying to transition to a care model that's based on value rather than volume. And with that have been participants over the years in a number of innovation programs that CMS has laid out, most recently the CPC Plus program. As that transitions to the Primary Care First program over the next couple of years, there's some key administrative elements of it that are going to have a number of us organizations rethinking about our participation in that. And therefore, that's going to be a high priority for us, where that confluence of how we're paid for all of our work and our value set and how we're delivering that care may come into conflict. And I don't think CMS is intending that, but that's the way the program is being laid out right now. And then finally, I think as we've all learned during the COVID episode, and while we had begun laying the groundwork for a virtual health program prior to COVID, we all really spun that program up quite quickly, and now we're in the stages of taking a step back and refining how we're going to deploy our virtual health resources over the next 6 to 12 months to really serve our community in a meaningful way, not just replace typical visits in the form of a video visit, but how can we bring value to our community through school-based health care, business health, direct-to-consumer virtual health options, rural health options for hospital inpatient care, and really deploying that in a broad spectrum.
And talk about, Jake, you're having a great leadership career. You're enjoying it tremendously, which is as important as anything. Talk about what advice, what two or three pieces of advice would you give to emerging leaders trying to have great careers, trying to enjoy their careers, thrive, do great work? What advice do you give to people?
Sure, Scott. I mentioned values earlier, and I think that individual values are just as important as the organizational values. And to work on those being aligned in choosing where you develop your career and get those career opportunities is extremely important, not only for career success, but I think for your individual well-being and health and mental well-being. So to really take some time earlier in your career to determine what are those sets of values. What do you think, how do you feel healthcare should be delivered? And what is your role in helping bring that to fruition and aligning yourself with an organization that's going to help bring that to fruition as well as contribute to your own career growth and success? I also would say be a sponge. Learn as much as you can. It's great to do your job and to do it well, but to take the extra step, you know, whether it be volunteering to contribute to other major organizational initiatives that may be outside of your typical areas of responsibility, or something as simple as, you know, looking up a word that you heard in a meeting and didn't fully understand and making it part of your lexicon moving forward. I think that's very important. And I think the final one is be patient. There seems to be a lot of anticipation among young leaders these days about the need to grow in their career quickly, almost at an expected pace that is sometimes faster than others have experienced in the past. And I'm a big proponent of the fact that if you're a high performer and you contribute to the organization and your focus is on what you can contribute rather than what you should get out of it in the form of promotions, then those opportunities for career growth and success are going to come with that patience.
Well, so it's really, you've mentioned three things, and it's very important, and it's hard to do. The first one is clarify your values, clarify what you really want in a career. And that sometimes is so hard for people, and I think rightfully so. They're mixed between a consuming passion and trying to just do a job and have a career and make the bills. But trying to clarify those values and what you want to do is so hard for so many of us at different levels in life, different parts of life as well. The second thing, keep on learning. Keep on learning is so important. And finally, third, you said this concept of, look, careers go at the pace you push them, not based on some HR chart anymore, not based on, like, this is the track, this is what you're going to do. It's much more based on energy, contribution, what you're doing, and a whole number of factors. But fantastic. Jake,
yeah, and
anyone
and I would mention, Scott, if it's okay, is from that value set, you know, one of the values that I chose early on that I felt was important, and I've aligned myself with organizations focused on it, is that transition to value. So I'm using values, the word value, in two different ways there. But I think we're all familiar in the industry with this concept of transitioning our care models to one that is focused more on good outcomes and the care for a population of patients rather than one patient at a time, as opposed to just being paid for how much stuff we do. And I'm very proud of the fact that we've been very progressive at St. Elizabeth in that transition to value. We've created an entire division of our organization that we refer to as clinical transformation. And while we don't have time today, I'd love the opportunity to share with anyone who's interested all of the different elements that have been put in play to get the phenomenal outcomes that we have over the last several years. In fact, outcomes that earned us the AMGA Acclaim Award this year, which is a real source of pride for us.
It's magnificent. I'd love to have another podcast to talk about really that program, also healthcare in Kentucky, and what you see on COVID. If you allow us, we'll set up another episode with you, Jake. Just a pleasure to visit with you today. Love visiting with you. Thank you for joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast.
My pleasure, Scott. Have a great day.